I mean factors residing within or generated by the individual, ideas or beliefs, practices or behaviors. By external, I mean factors in the environment, such as messages verbally or non-verbally transmitted, or experiences evoked by parents, teachers, significant others, organizations, and culture. I examine self-esteem from the inside and the outside. What is the contribution of the individual to his or her self-esteem, and what is the contribution of other people? I first lectured on self-esteem and its impact on love, work, and the struggle for happiness in the late 1950s, and published my first articles on the subject in the 1960s. The challenge then was to gain public understanding of its importance. Self-esteem was not yet an expression in widespread use. Today, the danger may be that the idea has become fashionable. It is on everyone's tongue, which is not to say that it is better understood. Yet if we are unclear about its precise meaning and about the specific factors its successful attainment depends on, if we are careless in our thinking or succumb to the oversimplifications and sugarcoatings of pop psychology, then the subject will suffer a fate worse than being ignored. It will become trivialized. In working with self-esteem, we need to be aware of two dangers. One is that of oversimplifying what healthy self-esteem requires and thereby of catering to people's hunger for quick fixes and effortless solutions. The other is that of surrendering to a kind of fatalism or determinism that assumes in effect that individuals either have good self-esteem or they haven't. In other words, everyone's destiny is set by the first few years of life and there's not much to be done about it, except perhaps years of psychotherapy. Both views encourage passivity. Both obstruct our vision of what is possible. My experience is that most people underestimate their power to change and grow. They believe implicitly that yesterday's pattern must be tomorrow's. They do not see that choices do exist. They rarely appreciate how much they can do on their own behalf if genuine growth and higher self-esteem are their goals, and if they are willing to take responsibility for their own lives. The belief that they are powerless becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. This program, ultimately, is a call to action. It is addressed to all men and women who wish to participate actively in the process of their evolution, as well as to psychologists, parents, teachers, and those responsible for the culture of organizations. This program is about what is possible. There are realities we cannot avoid. One of them is the importance of self-esteem. Regardless of what we do or do not admit, we cannot be indifferent to our self-evaluation. However, we can run from this knowledge if it makes us uncomfortable. We can shrug it off, evade it, declare that we are only interested in practical matters and escape into baseball or the evening news or the financial pages, or a shopping spree, or a sexual adventure, or a drink. Yet, self-esteem is a fundamental human need. Its impact requires neither our understanding nor our consent. It works its way within us, with or without our knowledge. We are free to seek to grasp the dynamics of self-esteem or to remain unconscious of them. But in the latter case, we remain a mystery to ourselves and endure the consequences. Let us look at the role of self-esteem in our lives. By self-esteem, I mean much more than that innate sense of self-worth that presumably is our human birthright, that spark that psychotherapists and teachers seek to fan in those they work with. That spark is only the anteroom to self-esteem. Self-esteem, fully realized, is the experience that we are appropriate to life and to the requirements of life. More specifically, self-esteem is confidence in our ability to think, confidence in our ability to cope with the basic challenges of life, and confidence in our right to be successful and happy, the feeling of being worthy, deserving, entitled to assert our needs and wants, achieve our values, and enjoy the fruits of our efforts. To trust one's mind and to know that one is worthy of happiness is the essence of self-esteem. The power of this